From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Officials at the John F. Kennedy Memorial Library in Boston believe as many as 20,000 people have already filed past the casket of the late Senator Edward Kennedy to pay their respects.
He's an amazing man. He was seemed to be very much wanting to help. I mean, I think it was a genuine wanting to help. Help people, especially the working people.
There's so many things in this country that he was, that in this state that he was a part of passing, and it's just to lose him.
I brought my 11-year-old to teach him a little bit of something about government and how effective Senator Kennedy was.
Kennedy's body is lying in repose at the library. It is again receiving mourners and well-wishers today. The family of the Massachusetts Democrat will hold a private memorial service this evening. There will be a memorial mass held tomorrow. President Obama will deliver the eulogy, and all former living presidents will attend. Senator Kennedy will be buried tomorrow at Arlington National Cemetery. Meanwhile, Boston police, who are working with the crowds, must now factor Tropical Storm Danny into their plans. From member station WBUR, Kurt Nickisch reports.
Law enforcement already had their hands full with President Barack Obama and other national and world leaders attending the private funeral mass. Complicating matters is the approaching Tropical Storm Danny. It's forecast to bring wind gusts of up to 35 miles per hour and 3 inches of rain that day. That could make it difficult for traveling dignitaries. Still, Boston Police Superintendent Dan Linsky says the storm may also help.
I'm told that a tropical storm named after me is coming to the area, and I would think that that might discourage some crowds. Sometimes rain can be a police officer's best friend.
Linsky hopes the public will follow the invitation-only service on TV and radio instead. Police will close roads around the Basilica Saturday morning to accommodate guests and provide security. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.
NASA will try again tonight to launch Space Shuttle Discovery. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
NASA believes the problem is with a sensor that's supposed to trip every time Discovery's fill and drain valve operates. The flapper valve allows explosive hydrogen fuel to flow from the external fuel tank to the three main engines. The remaining hurdle is for launch managers to confirm that they can safely send Discovery to orbit without a working sensor to tell them that the valve is operating. NASA's Mike Moses says the liftoff was delayed by a day so his team wouldn't have to finish their report, then immediately prepare for an overnight launch.
We basically made the management decision that while we were probably getting very close technically and we could probably keep going, it just wasn't the right thing to do from a pressure standpoint, and so we gave the team a day to go keep working on it.
For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
At least 2,000 people have been told to evacuate their homes near Los Angeles. Dangerous wildfires are spreading in Ranchos Palos Verdes, south of the city. This is NPR News from Washington. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Iranian opposition leaders should be punished for their roles in the turmoil following his country's presidential election. Opposition leaders who competed with Ahmadinejad for the Iranian presidency say he stole the election. They allege the ballot was rigged. Republican legislators in South Carolina are gathering this weekend to discuss the possible impeachment of embattled Republican Governor Mark Sanford. He has been under scrutiny since revealing an extramarital affair in June with a woman in Argentina. From member station WFAE, Julie Rose reports.
A flurry of recent press conferences has given South Carolina lawmakers plenty to talk about when they meet this weekend. South Carolina's lieutenant governor held a press conference to demand that Governor Sanford resign because of the ongoing distraction over Sanford's extramarital affair and subsequent allegations that his travels broke state laws. Governor Sanford called a press conference to say he will not resign. Then he called the media back to decry a Senate subcommittee investigation that is looking into the number of times Sanford has flown business or first class on the state's dime. State law requires him to use the lowest cost option. Sanford said his staff has uncovered at least 230 times lawmakers, staffers, and other governors have flown business or first class at the state's expense during the last 25 years. The travel investigations have fueled renewed calls for Sanford's resignation or possible impeachment. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.
The Japanese government says that country's unemployment rate has hit its worst level since the end of World War II, 5.7%. Japanese businesses could also cut more workers to stay afloat, and that could push the unemployment rate even higher. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.